Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. As you heard in the last segment, Books and Bros founder Sidney Key's appearance on our program was the most read St. Louis on the Air story on our website this past year. Last March, we told you about the reading club started a few months earlier by Sidney and his mother. The Books and Bros Club is aimed at increasing interest in reading and improving literacy among young African-American boys. Sidney and his mother, Winnie Caldwell, wanted to make reading fun and become what they hoped would be a lifetime habit. It caught the attention of Oprah Winfrey, TV host Steve Harvey, CNN, and others. CNN named Sidney one of five of its young heroes, young people who have made a difference. It's been quite a year for Sidney and his mother, Winnie. They joined me in studio. Congratulations to you both. What a year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sidney, how are you taking all this in? It's been an incredible year for an 11-year-old.
I think that this has been an amazing year, and how I'm taking it in, I'm just trying to, like, of course, all of this is amazing and great, but I'm also trying not to overreact and think that I'm better than anybody else. But I do get that this is a really good thing that I did, and this is an amazing year that I've had so far.
Winnie, how are you taking it?
I'm taking it a day at a time. So, like Kelly Ripa said for the CNN Heroes segment, be prepared for the ugly cry. And I still haven't had my ugly cry moment just because we've been so busy. But as the holidays are kind of slowly, you know, dwindling down, I'm definitely taking in every moment and just cherishing it all.
What does all of this tell you? And then I'll put the same question to Sidney. What does it tell you about the Books and Bros program itself?
Well, even with you mentioning that it was the most read story of the year, I think that it definitely screams the need of not only literacy in the community, but also African-American literacy awareness of that, you know, as a sense of social advocacy. And I think that that's something that we're definitely doing through literacy, which is awesome and very unexpected. I've always loved to read, and I've read to Sidney when he was a child. My mom did, you know, but it wasn't something that I saw myself advocating for throughout life, but I definitely don't take back anything.
It really, what you just said really points out the importance of parents reading to their children from the get-go.
Yes.
Sidney, what does all of this tell you about the Books and Bros program?
Well, it kind of like tells me that I'm actually doing something that's changing people's lives. Like, people are, like, boys in my book club, their grades are getting better in reading, and they're happy while doing it, which is amazing, thinking that I started something that they love, but it's still changing their life in a positive way.
But you've been on this program before, and you've answered this question before, but for those who haven't heard and don't know, why did you start the club in the first place?
Well, my mom took me on a surprise visit to a bookstore called I See Me. And then she ended up taking a Facebook Live video and ended up going viral the next day with 60,000 views. And we were like, what's so special about this video? It's only a black boy reading African-American literacy. And so we came up with the idea to start a book club based after African-American literacy, because there shouldn't have been a reason for that video to go viral, but it was, because you don't see that often. And it's the sad truth, but it's the truth. You don't see African-American literacy often read by African people of the descent.
Yeah. The I See Me bookstore, Winnie, is I guess unique in this area. Tell us about that where the video was made.
Well, when I found out about I See Me, I found out about it from a friend, and I had never seen anything like that when I was a child. And you would think that it should be normal. You know, it's just a bookstore, you know, with African-American literacy. But I feel like it's a source of, you know, healing, nostalgia, teaching. You know, there's so much. They have more than just, you know, fun books. They have history books. They have, you know, books on religion, you know. And it's different genres, you know, that people can relate to within African-American literacy. And it just offers something, a different dynamic for us. And when I took Sidney, that's when I learned that he hadn't experienced anything like that even at his school's library. And with there being other black kids at his school, they shouldn't be missing themselves, you know, in their own school library. So, you know, we saw that need, you know, and when the video went viral and we came up with the book club idea, it's just been kind of going ever since.
It's a sad fact that literature, African-American literature, is I don't want to say invisible, but has been for generations. It's just not been available, readily accessible.
And when it has been accessible, like I just remember being in middle school and a lot of the books that the girls were reading, that a lot of the teenagers were passing around, weren't the most positive reflections of African Americans. You know, it would be books based off of, you know, drug dealers or violence or, you know, something that we probably shouldn't have been reading in middle school. And I See Me offered a different dynamic. It offered, you know, books that I could sit down and read with my child. It offered stories to teach him about his culture and his ancestors. And, you know, it's definitely something needed and that we need to push more.
Is it in Clayton? I See Me?
It's in University
City. University
City.
That's your town, right? That's you guys live in. Cindy, tell me about the club. How many members do you have now?
We have over 100 members now.
And what happens when you all get together? Or do you all get together at these various gatherings?
Well, we still have the virtual system, so not all the members are in the state because we have virtual members, so they tune in on when we do live. And so we recently got 100 members, so we haven't actually had a meetup with all 100 yet. But it's going to be pretty crazy when, I guess, at the next meetup.
What do you do during these meetups? What do? Will you read out loud, have readings, that sort of thing? I assume that's what's going on.
Well, normally when we first start the meetup, we'll do an icebreaker to get everyone comfortable because we always have different boys who show up. We have different boys who show up, and then we have the boys who come every time. But we'll do an icebreaker, get everyone comfortable, and then we'll get into groups. The big bros will have a few groups because we decided that if we're in groups, then they can be more engaged than if they're just a big group where you can hide in the crowd and you don't have to, like, answer any questions. And so, did I cut you off?
No, okay. No, I cut you off.
Okay. I was going to say, but we get into groups. The big bros host each of the groups. We've had maybe, like, 6 or 5 groups that we host at a time. And then after we talk about the questions that my mom makes, we'll go and read the first chapter of the next book, and then we'll go downstairs. So we'll probably read the first chapter of the book for maybe like a few minutes, and then we'll discuss the book for maybe like an hour.
What is the age range of the kids who are involved?
The age range is 7 to 13 because that's the boys statistically stop reading at, and so we want to come back against that.
Right. Winnie, tell me about this role of yours, preparing tests and questions and that sort of thing.
It's funny that you asked because yesterday I was actually dumping my brain in a sense and writing down everything that, you know, we need help with because we've grown so much. And everything that I wrote down literally exhausted me. I was like, oh my gosh, I've been doing all of this. But I've just really fully invested myself into Books and Bros. I think the last time that we were here, I was still working a full-time job while being the momager of Sydney. but now I'm working for him full-time. I left my job in May, and I've been able to invest myself 100% and use my communications background to help him. So that goes from, you know, updating his website, managing the social media, creating the curriculum. And I don't have a background in education, but I look at it more so from a parent's perspective. So what do I want my child to take away from this? You know, what critical thinking skills do I think that they can improve from, you know, with the stories that they're reading? And that's how the questions are developed. Sydney will help me to develop the questions sometimes. And they go through those, like he said, you know, answer the questions together, discuss it, you know, kind of put themselves in the story and take away from that.
And Sydney, we've got a new word now, momager, right?
Yes.
There are no girls in your club.
No.
But
there's
a reason for that. And what is that reason?
Boys are statistically behind in reading than girls, so we want to combat against that stereotype. And African-American boys are even further behind. And so we don't have it only for African-American boys, but African-American boys are further behind in reading than both. But we want to combat against the stereotype that boys don't read as much as girls do.
Hmm. Why is that, do you think, Winnie?
I don't know why. I know that I believe that there are some things that systematically have been put in place to keep boys, you know, from being involved in reading as they should be. Also, society makes reading look like it's boring, that it's not cool. So I think that's another thing that we're doing is to make it more exciting. So instead of the boys just sitting in circles and reading the whole time, you know, we have them do activities. You know, we give them time for bonding together. But we basically wanted to make sure to focus on boys, not only to offer more friends for Sydney to make, but also to keep the negative rates down. You know, we know that they base, I want to say it's the third grade level, is how they base the kids' test scores on how many prison beds they're going to make. We don't want to.
My God.
Yeah, and it's very depressing. But we want to keep those rates down. You know, we want to improve the boys' reading rates. We want to be the source of hope for them as far as better career choices, college choices, you know, and just better livelihoods. And since we've started Books and Bros, a lot of boys, like Sydney was saying, they say they want to start their own business. They're looking into entrepreneurship. You know, their reading scores are improving. Their parents are calling, grandparents are calling and saying, thank you for doing this, because beforehand I couldn't get my son to read, or, you know, his friends were telling him that it's something that's not cool. And now their friends are coming and wanting to join. So
back to that, that's great to hear that you're already making progress and can measure progress. Sydney, do parents come to the clubs as well, or are they excluded?
They can come. We have a thing where they can either drop them off or they can hang out downstairs. But most of the parents, well, it's more like a 50-50. Some of them stay downstairs in the lounge until we're finished, or some go and do whatever they do when they leave, I guess. So it's basically their choice.
My understanding is, getting back to the issue that it's a boys-only organization now, that there is some talk about establishing the same thing for young women, girls.
No.
No? No. Where did I read that? I read that in something recently.
That it's still a no.
A no is a no. I got it.
But what we have done recently, very recently,
I know. I know. The writing workshop. Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know. I was under the impression that there was going to be a separate, but a club just for girls.
No. Oh. We have 100 boys now. That's all that I can handle. Yeah. But no, I'm as Sydney was saying, he was chosen to be a judge for a national writing competition. And so we actually did host a writing workshop about a week ago, and we did invite girls to come because the contest is for them to write a story about an amazing woman in their life to commemorate Women's History Month. So, you know, we're trying to do activities like that in between meetups to involve girls. But Books and Bros is staying strictly for the bros right now.
What? Okay, I've got that message loud and clear. Sydney, this national celebrity of the past weeks, has that helped your organization grow at all?
I guess, yeah, because we've gotten a lot more media attention. Like, I remember when I was getting my hair cut at my barber, and this guy came in. He was like, I know who you are. I was like, who are you? And I was like, my name's Sydney. He's like, yeah, I saw you on the radio. I was like, I heard you on the radio. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And he was just telling me, like, keep it up. And I'm such an inspiration to him, even though he's so much older than me.
I would hope that he was listening to you on the radio on this station. Tell me quickly, as time begins to get away, attention from people like Oprah Winfrey, who we all know Oprah Winfrey and the role that she plays, particularly with regard to reading. She's inspired a lot of people, male and female, Winnie, to read. Give me your sense of just having had compliments from her.
It made me feel really good because I kind of look up to Oprah, I guess, because she started her own book club and she's became huge and famous for it. And I kind of want to be like her when I grow up, having this big corporation and like this big building and a whole bunch of workers. I kind of want to be like Oprah.
Uh-huh. Okay, Winnie, you're touched by all of this, too. I mean, people like Steve Harvey and Oprah Winfrey is coming into your life in this way.
Yes, I mean, most definitely, especially with being a single mom, this is allowing a lot of opportunities that I didn't see happening this soon, not only for Sydney, but just for us as a family.
Well, it's just tremendous. I have to ask Sydney before we have to say goodbye, what do you want to be when you grow up, young man?
I still want to be the owner of Books and Bros. I want to I just want to be like a big entrepreneur, I guess. Like, I want to be a really big entrepreneur, still having Books and Bros. But I also want to start another business. Like, I want to have two at the same time. I just don't know what the other business is going to be yet. I wanted to have something to do with, like, literacy, though.
Well, I'm sure you'll stay on that path for certain things in your life. Winnie, in just a couple of seconds, how can people get involved? If people listening now want to join up and join the club?
Yes, to sign your bro up, you can go to booksandbros.com/membership. You can also reach us at info@booksandbros.com if you have any emails that you want to send in for comments or questions.
We will put all of that information on our website at sdlpublicradio.org. Cindy Keys, congratulations to you once again. Keep it up, young man.
Thank you.
Winnie Caldwell, you too.
Thank you.
Great to see you both. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Archived versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. Programs produced by Alex Hoyer and Laura Hamden, with production assistance from Aaron Dorr, Char Dasnan, and Spencer Reed, executive producers Mary Edwards. It's a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Happy New Year, everyone. I'm Don Marsh.